The following message first aired as a broadcast of Grace and Truth Radio, hosted by Pastor John Bodner of Hope Assembly in Mississauga, Ontario. For more information, contact www.hopeabc.org.
There were present at that season some that told Jesus of the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answering said unto them, Suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all sinners, that because they suffered such things? I tell you, nay. But except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Or those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwell at Jerusalem? I tell you, nay. But except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Luke 13:1-5. My theme today is perish. His name was Jamie Britton. He came from a little town outside Halifax called Port Hawkesbury. He was a well-known and well-liked boy. His girlfriend was expecting, so they started getting ready for marriage and taking classes with the priest. Just at the turn of the year, he left her at home and went down to the city with a few friends for an all-night rave in a popular warehouse disco. He bought a little ecstasy, that designer drug of choice which not a few ravers favor. But he popped a few too many, and by the time they got into the emergency room, well, it was just too late. He perished. I so much wish you might remember his name, as his parents will never forget his name. But perhaps it's just as well, because he's only one of many, many more. And what is really to the point, he's much the same as us all. Me. You. He perished. And so shall we. So shall you. Unless you repent. The supreme tragedy that faces every one of us is that we're born, live, work, wed, raise our families, age, and die as condemned, defiled, lost, perishing sinners. And the only one reality that is sadder is we are really unaware or wickedly heedless of that fact. Now, I really can't escape or evade the painful duty of telling you this, but when your life is at stake, there's no use mincing words over it. You'd hardly appreciate a neighbor who discovered your house on fire and chose not to get involved. Little more would you need one who rang your doorbell and half apologetically mumbled some tentative words of concern over the smoke and flames. Any neighbor worth his salt has only one choice: to call at once for help, get your attention as fast as he can, pull you and yours away from it, and shout for all he's worth, "Fire!" Well, I've no choice either. Moment by moment, hour by hour, day and month and year is slipping by you. And whether you don't hear my Savior Jesus call you to repent, or whether you don't heed it, you will surely perish. You will surely face a wasted life, a hopeless death, and hell in eternity. The Lord Jesus made this point as he continued speaking to an audience reeling with the news of political murder and building disasters. A man had a certain fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, Behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down, why cumbereth it the ground? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it, and if it bear fruit, well, and if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down. God has planted you in this world as much as that fig tree stood by design within the vineyard. You were created to produce in your personal character, your pursuit of work, your family relations, all your dealings with God and neighbor, a righteousness of life flowing from love that reflects God's own moral perfections and pleases him. That's the plan God has pursued in shaping your life and mine. Listen to the Bible. God hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed in the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if happily they might feel after him and find him. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Acts 17. Despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearing and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? God will render to every man according to his deeds. Romans 2. And what has the Almighty received at our hand for his choice gifts of human life, faculties of mind and heart, body and soul, the daily bounties so many of us enjoy without a thought of food, clothing, shelter, work, wealth, family, friendships, love, laughter, knowledge, and art? Just as much as that fig tree. Nothing. Nothing. And as sure as the fruitless fig tree bears symptoms of disease, so each of us, devoid of understanding, destitute of gratitude, empty of obedience, barren of righteousness, is perishing in the sickness of sin with a wasted life. You don't have to just believe the Bible on the matter. Every issue of People magazine, every episode of television's biography, documents the vanity of every human life blighted by sin. What's the worth of a billionaire's treasures when he pays for it in years of distrust and intrigue, his family scattered to the winds and squabbling over his estate like vultures over a carcass? Well, sings King David in Psalm 39, surely every man walketh in a vain show, surely they are disquieted in vain, he heapeth up riches and knoweth not who shall gather them. See the stunning beauty who shimmers on the film screen and simmers in the fashionable fleshpots of scandal and romance. Her skin-deep glory fades like an autumn rose, and she comes to the end of life a drunken recluse. Watch the passing parade of models herded like stockyard cattle down the ramps of haute couture, only to drop away into obscurity after the season. Can anyone deny the wisdom of Solomon? As a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Proverbs 11 and 31. Yes, yes, without Christ, without repentance toward God, we perish in a world without hope where all is vanity. And if you hear me now, without Christ, without God, without that hope the gospel alone can bring, you are perishing in a wasted life. A wasted life, a hopeless death. The tree could not forever encumber the ground in its diseased, useless state. It stood under the owner's sentence, cut it down. It had but a short reprieve till that sentence would come again. Cut it down. And that axe still lies at the root of the tree for us all. Cries John the Baptist, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring therefore fruits meet for repentance. Every tree which bringeth forth not good fruit is hewn down. Matthew 3. Don't fool yourself. Day by day, each of us is but a step from death. The Most High holds your every breath in his hand, and at the moment his dread majesty seems right, he can and will cut it off. Surprised in a motor collision, snowed away by morphine, seized with a heart attack, drained and drawn away in old age and disease, of this you can be sure: the wages of sin is death. The last enemy is death. It is appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment. Say ye to the righteous, the Bible says, that it will be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hands shall be given him. Hebrews 9, Isaiah 3. Without Christ, without God, without hope in this world, you will perish in life, and you will perish in death, and you will perish to eternity in hell. The Baptist cried, every tree that bringeth forth not good fruit shall be hewn down and cast into the fire. None spoke ever so plainly, fully, solemnly, emphatically about hell than the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He is God in the flesh, truth incarnate. He came into the world to save sinners. He came into the world to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth heareth his voice. Have you listened to him about that subject? Listen to what he says. Luke 16, there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. It came to pass the rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments. Mark 9, if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Matthew 13, the Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Truly, I have no pleasure to tell you such things, but they are so. And I am under charge of my Lord Christ to warn you. It is my commission from the Holy Scripture, Ezekiel 33. Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die? You are perishing daily, your life wasted in sin. You shall perish soon at death, all too soon. You may face the terrible reality of everlasting destruction from God's presence in hell. Except you repent, the Savior said, ye shall all likewise perish. Oh, would you not turn from your sin? Would that you not at this moment trust in my Savior? This is his gracious word to you now. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but find everlasting life.
This message was sponsored by Hope Assembly of Bible Christians in Mississauga, Ontario, Canada. If you wish to receive spiritual help, information about our ministries, or permission to use this audio message, please contact Pastor John Bodner at www.hopeabc.org or www.jpbodner.com. Thank you, and God bless you.